From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So imagine this. Neil Young goes to Daniel Lanois's house, plugs his guitar into a rig Lanois has concocted. The bass of the guitar is going to one amp, treble to another. Neil Young takes a seat on a stool and churns out 8 new songs. No band, no overdubs. All the while, Daniel Lanois is working his production magic with distortion, echoes, loops, and a sonic alchemy. And when they're all done, they have Neil Young's best record in decades. The album with Daniel Lanois is called Lanois, and this is how it starts. The song's called Walk With Me.
Me.
Neil Young from his new record, recorded with producer, musician Daniel Lanois. It's called Le Noise. And if all goes right, we'll have that entire album online for you to hear September 20th. The album comes out a week later. The Black Angels' guitar-driven psychedelic sound gets even better on their new record. It's called Phosphine Dream. I saw them perform some of these new songs at a music festival called All Tomorrow's Parties. And if these guys are coming to your neighborhood and you don't mind the volume, just go. The song from the new record is called Bad Vibrations. Potent music from the Black Angels from a record called Phosphine Dream, and that was Bad Vibrations. We have a lot of concerts from that All Tomorrow's Parties festival I mentioned. Go to nprmusic.org to find those concerts. See if you recognize this lick. I'll play the rest of the song in a minute. Did you get it? That's a lesser-known song by Led Zeppelin. Back in the day, you could only find that one on a B-side. But it wasn't Led Zeppelin. What I just played was a cover version of one of 33 Led Zeppelin cover songs, lovingly recorded by bands from Portland and the Pacific Northwest. So you get Laura Veers and Mount Analog doing The Ocean, M. Ward doing Brawny Yar, the Portland Cello Project performing Dazed and Confused, and these are pretty great versions. Some stick pretty close to the originals, others drift in wonderful ways. Let's go back to that rare B-side and the Portland quintet known as Wineland, and I'll tell you more after we hear the song called Hey Hey, What Can I Do?
True.
That's Wineland, W-E-I-N-L-A-N-D, from a very well-curated collection of newly recorded Led Zeppelin cover songs called From the Land of the Ice and Snow, the Songs of Led Zeppelin. The collection comes out on October 12th, and it's great, great fun. Speaking of Led Zeppelin, I was just in New York to see Robert Plant and the Angel Band perform at the Bowery Ballroom. We recorded that show, and if all goes right, we'll be posting an entire concert by Robert Plant online very soon. Stay tuned for details, and you can find those details by following us at Twitter, at All Songs, or on the All Songs Considered Facebook fan page, or the NPR Music fan page, and you'll even be able to play this concert online at NPR Music's iPhone app. Abigail Washington plays clawhammer banjo and sings with a bit of haunt in her voice. In a world of 6 degrees, Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones produced her early records. Tucker Martin produced this one. He's known by All Songs Considered fans for his work with Laura Veers and Laura Gibson, all those Pacific Northwest folks. The record I randomly put on and fell in love with is called City of Refuge. But I just found out that instead of Washburn releasing this record independently, Rounder Records is going to release it, but it won't come out till 2011. But Abigail Washington's touring, and if you fall for her music the way I did, you'll want to go online, see if she's playing at a club near you, and go see her. This song from that record that doesn't come out for a while yet is called Bring Me My Queen. Abigail Washburn from a project called City of Refuge. The 11-song CD will be out in 2011. Jeff Klein has made 3 solo albums in the past 10 years. On his various tours, he's made some musical friends. He met guitarist David Rosser while Rosser was touring with the Twilight Singers. He met bassist Astley Zarigian while touring with the Great Northern, and Cully Symington while touring with Cursive and Bishop Allen. Rick Nelson was a member of the Polyphonic Spree when he and Jeff Klein met. Well, now all of these players are together in a band called My Jerusalem. Their debut record just came out in England, and it's a really great orchestral pop record. Here's the closing track from that album, Gone for Good. The song's called Farewell. That great tune is from My Jerusalem. Their debut album, Gone for Good, is out in the UK. It comes out here in the US and in Canada October 26th. So, has this ever happened? Someone mentions a band you haven't thought of forever, and immediately you can hear the songs clearly in your head. I just got a new record from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I hadn't thought of that band for years, but at the sight of their name, 30 years of cobweb-filled synapses conjured up this. This is from the very first Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark record. The song, as you may have guessed, is called Electricity. OMD were a good band, and they made some pretty catchy tunes. Maybe the recent swarm of synth-pop bands awakened these guys from their retirement. Their new album is their first in 14 years. It's called History of Modern, and this is the title track. A few quick notes. We recorded the Robert Plant Show in New York, and if all goes right, it should be online within a week. We'll be live webcasting of Montreal from the 930 Club on Tuesday, September 14th. On Friday, September 17th, we're back at the 930 Club for a concert with Superchunk. Our coverage of All Tomorrow's Parties Festival continues as we post concert all week long from that festival. And we just finished mixing and posting the Sonic Youth Show, a show that featured songs that were all at least 30 years old. There's a fascinating live set from the books and a nicely psychedelic one from Kurt Vile and Explosions in the Sky. You find those all at nprmusic.org. You can follow us on Twitter at All Songs or use the NPR Music app if you have an iPhone. An Android version is in the works. Robin Hilton produces the program. Now to Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.